Carol, did you have a good Easter?
I had a fabulous Easter. It was quiet. I went out, didn't have to make anything. My sister did all the cooking, so it was wonderful. I had a great time. And how about you?
I'm still full, Carol. I probably won't eat for another 2 days. Let's talk about an interesting story that we started talking with someone who's become a regular visitor on the Tony Connolly Morning Show. Due to you, you're the one who hooked us up with Tom Watkins. And, Carol, he has been talking about Eric Wang, and he was the chairman and CEO of the Detroit International Advanced Manufacturing Technology Show. Big, long title, but he aims to really build some bridges, as you talk about in your Sunday column in the Detroit Free Press.
Yeah, in fact, Eric, he's holding a show at Cobo Hall this October for 5 days. He himself is underwriting this thing. And it's a trade show, and then he's looking to have up to 3,000 pretty much auto OEMs and parts makers and suppliers come on, show their wares, and maybe build business with each other. He is offering, to Michigan firms, the 1,000 spots free of charge to set up a display there. And it's a fascinating thing. It's truly taking building bridges to another level rather than just talking about it. He is underwriting it, and it's called the Detroit International Advanced Manufacturing Tech Show, and it's October 3rd to 8th. And I know you have talked to Tom Watkins about that. He has been helping Eric with this. In fact, he just returned from China and was out over at the Shanghai Auto Show and other places pitching this thing and got all kinds of attention there and here. But I know there's just, I've been writing about building bridges to China and other countries and using global exports and imports as a way to help buttress all the fallout we've had in the auto manufacturing sector here over the last decade or two. And there's going to be a lot more going on in that whole arena. And Eric's just the latest.
As you talk about the story, it's interesting to see how Asian parts suppliers supply and make a lot of original equipment, and that there are some challenges for these suppliers with this equipment to be in touch with companies throughout America. And this Taiwanese businessman is trying to create a link.
He definitely is. Well, and ironically, speaking of food and politics, I moderated the Michigan Chronicle's Pancakes and Politics on Thursday. It will air as a Michigan Matters coming up this weekend. And Mike Finney, who runs Michigan Economic Development Corporation, which is the jobs arm creation agency for the state and was appointed by Governor Snyder, we talked about global challenges and impact and opportunities, and he talked about China, in fact, during that, and the fact that it's going to be important. And the thing that everyone keeps pointing to here is we have automotive lineage in our DNA. We have R&D. We are a state of tinkerers. There's a reason we put this, the whole world, on wheels, and try to use that as something that can help come on and build up Michigan and take it to a better future, a healthier future, certainly, with more jobs. And it may be different than the past where it was manufacturing cars, but it's tied into technology. And with our wonderful public universities and community colleges as backdrop, in fact, we're going to be hearing a lot more about that this week when the governor puts out his plan for how he sees education going forward in the state. It's all kind of like a train kind of moving forward here. Hopefully everyone's going in the same direction. I'm imagining there will be a few bumps, politically speaking, as there always are in these conversations. But ultimately, everybody wants the city, region, and state to do better.
In a recent edition of Michigan Matters, Carol had L. Brooks Patterson and Jeffrey Feiger on the program. And Jeffrey Feiger stated that he thought maybe Detroit could really revitalize itself by being the new Amsterdam, if you will. Carol, talk about that.
Oh, my gosh. I'm still getting fallout from that. Jeffrey Feiger put forth the idea saying, hey, Detroit's hit rock bottom, has nowhere to go but up. Why not legalize prostitution and marijuana, make it a Amsterdam of North America? And so he said it on the show, which I couldn't, it's been talked about before generally. But, oh, my gosh, so I wrote it. It went viral all over the web, the American Bar Association, CNN. My sister in Denver saw it on the local television show there, mentioned about Michigan Matters and Feiger talking about it. And I have, it's still on the Free Press's website, CBS's, and tons of reaction to it.
And Carol, before I let you go, is Mr. Feiger seriously considering running for governor, or has that just been talk?
Jeffrey likes to talk. You know, he actually did run seriously once. He talked about actually going for mayor as well for two, 2013, but since Dave Bing has said he will run again, Jeffrey has taken himself out. So never say never to Jeffrey Figer. He commands attention. He's kind of similar to Donald Trump in some ways like that.
All right, and before we let you go, what are you working on?
Well, at this point, we've got the Pancakes in Politics, which I talked about here, and I'm going to be just listening to what else rolls with all this reinventing of Michigan and Detroit that's going on. There's so many issues. Tony, which one do you want to pick, DPS or the state or the city or, boy?
All right. Well, Carol Kane is your host and executive producer for Michigan Matters. Great show if you want to know what's going on in politics throughout the state of Michigan. Also, you can catch her columns in the Detroit Free Press. Carol, as always, thanks so much.
Have a great one.